Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Somebody give God some praise.
Hallelujah. Somebody's clapping for Jesus. We can make it bigger and louder for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You can make it bigger and louder. To God alone be all the glory. Are you glad to see the last day in the month of November? Glad to see the last month? Glad to see the last Sunday? God has reserved the best for the last for you. It will speak in your life today. Please, with joy in our hearts, behave as if you are the only one in service this morning. Lift up your hands, go before God, and begin to tell God how grateful you are. How grateful you are. On behalf of yourself, your family, just begin to express your thanksgiving. And tell God how grateful you are. Give him praise. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Father, we bless your name. We magnify you. We glorify you. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. And you are worthy to be praised. Come on, do that from the depth of your heart. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Lord, we bless you. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that is seated on the throne. Express your gratitude. Express your gratitude. Father, thank you for great things you will do. In the name of Jesus. Father, we say thank you. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. I said, in Jesus' precious name, we are free. As we get ready for the word, and also we get ready for a time separated for miracle praise, I see God confirming his word again in our lives. I want to believe some of us got the prophetic alert. Amen. We serve a God of this time tomorrow. The prophetic alert came from God's servant that every winner should get ready, that today shall be a special service. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. Elijah said, this time tomorrow. This time tomorrow. Somebody say, this time tomorrow. Louder, you can't say, this time tomorrow. The loudest, you can't say, this time tomorrow. Therefore, I decree that it shall be for you a service of raw divine visitation. It shall be for you a service of raw divine visitation. It shall be for you a week of raw divine visitation. This time tomorrow. This time tomorrow. This time tomorrow. This time tomorrow. By the prophetic word, God will not do anything except to reveal it to his servant. And because he has revealed it to his servant, and you have come in faith, I decree that God will show himself mighty in your life. In the name of Jesus. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, the Bible says, for this the Lord says, is I have heard thee in the time accepted. Is I in the day of salvation I have succored thee. Behold, now is. Now is. Somebody say, now is. Louder you can say, now is. Loudest you can say, now is. He said, now is the acceptable time, and I mean today is your day of salvation. Now is and today is. Now is and today is. Please, am I speaking to somebody in the house? Somebody say, now is and today is. Louder, you can say, now is and today is. Lift up your voice and begin to make that declaration. Lord, now is and today is. Now is. Put your faith in the line. Make declaration as we set our expectation right. Lord, now is and today is. Now is and today is. This time tomorrow, we are now in the day. Now is and today is. Lord, confirm your word in my life. Confirm the word of your servant. Let your word not fall to the ground. Let your word not fall to the ground. Let your word not fall to the ground. Lift up your voice. Pray that prayer. Get yourself set for what God is set to do. Prepare your heart for what God is set to do. Now is and today is. Today is my day of salvation. Today is my day of answer. Now is and today is. Oh, Maraka Pera Nehesuria Mahadaya. Shigemana Mano Cobrehente Blandea Katuria. Krekos Cabragadia to Lagadabaya. Misheketo Reke Palebe de Kosiaba. Makapala Badayata. Iboneke Teclabla Masota. Garusha Parande Keriato Kadia. Today is. Now is. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, you have never asked the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. You have showed up in the first, the second, the third, the fourth. Now, this is the fifth pre-Shiloh and the last. Show up in a greater dimension. Let somebody's tears be wiped away in this service. Lord, let somebody answer come in this service. Let somebody healing answer in this service. Let somebody deliverance speak in this service. Let somebody's breakthrough be delivered in this service. You are the God of the now, and you are the God of today. Lord, today prove yourself as the God of answers. In the name of Jesus Christ, let no expectation go without not being met. Lord, do what only you can do. In the midst of our high praises, let there be diverse miracles. Lord, let there be diverse miracles. Lord, let there be diverse miracles. Even before this service is over, let somebody get a good news. For all you do, we vow to give you the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please celebrate the Lord with a clap offering. Celebrate your neighbor. Tell them, welcome to your service of miracles. As you take your seat. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Shiloh 2025. Please, in case you didn't get that alert, and that is the reason why we admonish every one member, make sure you're on the church platform, because some of this information may not come in the service. This alert came about dead into the night for every winner to be prepared for today's service. So in case you didn't get it, please prepare your own list of miracles. What is it that you want God to turn for you today? It's the last pre-Shiloh service. And the Bible says, better is the end of a matter than what? Than the beginning. So prepare your list. But while you are doing so, please don't forget to connect with the word. So that you don't get yourself too much engrossed about your need and forget his word. Because God will not do anything outside the word. We are going to turn it loose in high praises. As they sang and as they praised, the Lord went all out for them. God is going all out for somebody. As I came on the altar this morning, I got a very strong conviction in my spirit that even before this 30th of November wraps off, before 12 in the midnight, somebody in our midst must get the good news. And let your faith be alive, because our God cannot lie. Understanding how prophecies, our praise facilitate the fulfillment of prophecy, part 5. And we're going to wrap that up very quickly. Please pay up attention as I run through these lines very quickly, please. Very, very quickly. How does praise facilitate the fulfillment of prophecies? I'm sure you do well with the archives, and then get on there, look at those things as we have done in time past, and then you can be well robust on where we are coming from. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. What are prophecies? Number one, prophecies are not religious wishes, but they are the unfolding of divine plan as unveiled, either through scriptures or by the Spirit through his prophet. They are not religious wishes, so please stop playing religion. But they are the unfolding of divine plan, the plan of God, either through scriptures, take note of that, or through his prophet. So what that means is that God unveiled his plan to two major channels. The first is the surest. 2 Peter 1:19. It says, for we have a more sure word of what? Prophecy. Are we making sense? So every time you are reading the Bible, you are not reading a storybook. You are reading a prophetic book. You are not reading the story of Abraham. You are reading your story in Abraham. Are we making sense? You are reading your story in Jesus. You are reading your story in Deborah. We have a more sure word of prophecies. 2 Peter 1:19 to 21. He said, knowing this fully well, that no prophecy of scripture, verse 20, please, all the way to 21, came with man's interpretation. It's not private interpretation. He said, but holy men, 21, spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So it's God speaking through them. In Isaiah 34 and verse 16, it says, seek ye out of his law and read. It says, none of these shall fail. None will want to admit. For the mouth of the Lord commanded it, and his spirit has gathered it. So that channel is not to be played with at all. That's why I pity Christians who don't read their Bible. That's why we have many confused Christians between, because they will not read the most authentic. They prefer to go and get it from photocopies and get it from agents of the devil. So you settle down. As I walked through this commission as a young man and followed my father, I saw that maybe 99.9% of anything he tells you is in the Bible. He will even tell you, if I teach and it's not there, trash it. Because God will not obey my word. God will only obey his word. True of us? Through the scriptures. And then second, we said, through the prophet. Amen. Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing except he reveals it to his prophet. Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord will do nothing, but he reveals his secret to his servant, what? The prophet. So 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 20 say, the B part, it said, believe in the Lord first. And how do I believe the Lord? Believe his word. That's the first. And believe in his prophet. 2020, please. So the two, are you getting me? Are equals to one. Believe the Lord, and God is his word. Then believe the prophet as he reveals it to them from time to time. Hallelujah. That's why Joshua 21:45 said, there faileth not of the good things which the Lord hath spoken unto the house of Israel. Hallelujah. How many came to pass? How many came to pass? How many will come to pass in your life? How many will come to pass in your life? I therefore prophesy upon you. I don't know what is hanging, but in the name of Jesus the Christ, between now and the 9 days of Shiloh, they shall be delivered in your hand. The courier will deliver your testimony. Angels will deliver your testimony. In the name of Jesus. Number two, what are prophecies? Prophecy are not predictions. They are sworn verdict. I know many of us have met prophets who predict cloud will come here, that would have. No, it goes beyond that. Prophecies are not predictions. Isaiah 14:24, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely, as I have taught, so shall it come to pass. And as I have proposed, so shall it stand. It's a sworn verdict. They are thus saith the Lord. He said, none of these shall fail. So if you had any prophecy this year, they are sworn verdict. Numbers 23:19. I'm not a man to lie, neither the son of man to repent. Can you see that? Has he spoken? Did you ever hear that God said anything? He said, shall he not make it good? Thank you, Father. They are sworn verdict. Number three, what are prophecies? Prophecy are the unveiling of God's plan and purpose for a people or an individual. God's plan. Somebody say God's plan. Please, louder, you can say God's plan. They are God's plan. They are God's purpose. They are no wishes. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel 12 and 25. He said, for I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I speak shall come to pass, and it shall no more prolong. For in your days, O rebellious house, I have said the word, I will perform it, saith the Lord God. They are God's plan. They are God's purpose for us. So let's take it to light. Isaiah 29:11. He said, the vision of all has become as one that is a book. In the book. Vision is God's plan. It has become like a book. And that book is the Bible in your hand. Read that Bible. That's what he said. When I saw this as a young man, I didn't need to wait for anybody again to tell me what my purpose is. Anybody who come and say, you are going to be great. I said, I already knew. How did you know? His word says so. Are you catching that now? Who is it that speaketh and it cometh to power when the Lord have not said it? So if you tell me anything that is anti-scripture, I'm telling you, I'm trashing it. I don't care how old you are. Because I'm listening to the ancients of days. You can't be older than God. If you tell me anything and it's not in the Bible, you came late. Are we catching it now? So you better choose what to believe. They said, who is he that speaketh and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not spoken? It's a new dawn for you. I say it's a new day for you. You better know what God said. You better know what is written. before Satan write you off. Somebody came to meet me, and then you brought that and said, they said I have cancer. I said, what do you say? Pastor, I said, okay, in case you don't know what to say, what did the Bible say? And show that 2-3 scripture of what God said. Are you catching that now? I said, Satan came too late in your life. Do you know why? Because himself took. That took was past tense. Because he knew that Satan was going to come and sell that thing again to say you have it. No, I don't have it. I don't. His plan and purpose for me is that no child of God will die of sickness. Are you getting that now? He said you die good old age. Good old age. Good old age. The number of your days, he said you will fulfill. That's what his word said. Doctor can't change it. Lawyers can't change it. Nobody can change it. And you know the truth? God has not changed his mind. Thank you, Jesus. Please give Jesus a big hand. He hasn't changed his mind. I am the Lord. I change not. Come on now. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. I change not. Did you hear the testimony of that brother? He said, I stood there and I heard the testimony. Say, where else? I said, that is me. Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now, what the gym job are chasing him. And don't worry, you'll be mesmerized. I'm telling you the truth. God will prove to the devil that he came late in your life. Are you catching what I'm saying? Do you know what wonder means? Wonder is when even you two are wondering. Ah. Where I come from, they said, Namibidis, is this me? Is this me? Somebody here, that's how it will be for you. You'll be telling your husband, please pinch me. I just want to be sure that I'm not dreaming. Karuas. Lekut ambreke niakusama niataya. When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. I decree for you, the God that does never lie, God will put your enemies to shame. They are sworn verdict. They are sworn verdict. What are prophecies? Number four, they are spiritual treasures packaged to enhance our destinies. They are treasures. They are not trash. Matthew 13, 16 to 17. They are treasures. Don't take the Bible like a book. It's a treasure. You don't play with treasures. When you see gold, you know what to do. Are you catching that now? When you see diamond, you know what to do. The word of God is better than gold. The word of God is better than diamond. They are treasures. Don't trash them. They are pointers to our destiny. Are you catching what I'm saying right now? Jeremiah 29, 11. He says, the plan I have for you, they are good plan. They are not evil to give you an expected end. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are making it this year. I say you are making it this year. I say you are making it this year. You alone will not only serve God. You and your family will serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Prophecies, number five, they are not songs. They are not stories. They are not poems. They are not illustrations. And they are not speeches. Nice speech. You know, when the prophet speak, I like the way Bishop Oyedepo talk. Very nice. The English are very clean. If you were in the honor yesterday, God's servant was telling us, don't correct my English. It's not English. We are not playing. It's not an English thing. Just be serious. Understand what God is saying. And please plug in. Plug in. Ezekiel 33, verse 32 to 33. Ezekiel 33, 32 to 33, he said, and lo, thou art unto them that are very lovely songs of one that has a pleasant voice and can play well as an instrument, for they hear thy word, but they do them not. Why? Because to their ear, is like songs. It's like speeches where they just say when they feel. No, God does not speak what he feels. God says what he means. Look at what he said in verse 33. He said, and when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come. Then they shall know that a prophet has been among them. Please, let's note, no human hand can fulfill any prophetic word. 1 Kings 8 and 15. No human hand. Blessed be the Lord who spoke to my father. He called him David and his hand. Somebody say his hand. So who will do it for you this week? Who will do it for you today? Somebody say his hand. Louder you can say his hand. Loudest you can say his hand. Loudest you can say his hand. His hand. And if you know how God's hand is, God's hands has no limit. When we say hand, don't look at your hand. God's hand does not have limit. The Bible says outstretched hand. Outstretched. So God can decide to stretch his hand 1,000 miles, 500 miles. And if your miracle is in India, he will go there, bring it, and bring it to where you are. That's how God works. His hand is stretched, can stretch anywhere and everywhere. Thank you, Jesus. In John 14 and verse 10, hear what Jesus said. He said, believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. For the word I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me is the one doing the work. Who will do the work for you this week? Please don't take prophecy and be looking at the pastor. He has no capacity. Don't look at the person. No, it is God. It is God. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13. He said, God in you is the one that worketh both to will and to do. God is the one doing the work. And when God is doing the work, it will be marvelous. For it is the Lord's doing. Psalm 118 and 23. And it is marvelous. In our eyes. God will do strange marvelous things in your eyes. In the name of Jesus. So it is the hand of God. It is the hand of God. It is the hand of God. Why? God will only speak according to what he can and will. God does not speak what he can't. God speaks based on what he can and will do. If we believe. Matthew 8, you read verse 1 to 2 and verse 3. You saw that man in Matthew chapter 8. He was speaking to Jesus in verse 2. He said, Jesus, will you that I may be cleansed? Is it your will? Jesus said in verse 3, Jesus said, I will be thou clean. And what happened? Immediately. Does God want you to have breakthrough? Yes. Please, you be answering it all. Yes. Does God want you to have fruitfulness? Yes. Does God want you to progress? Yes. Can God do it? Yes. Will God do it? Yes. When will God do it? Yes. Say, let the redeemed say so. I will. And immediately you saw him. So when God said, I will, he's not saying next week. He's saying immediately. Immediately. The now faith. The now faith. He said, now faith is. Hebrew 11 and verse 1. I see that faith coming alive. Amen. Jeremiah 32 and verse 27. He says, is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Jeremiah 32, 27. Jeremiah 32, 17. He said, nothing is too hard for me to do. Nothing is too hard. And now, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth, and thy great power. Can you see that? And thy stretch out hand.
Ah, God can go anywhere. God can go everywhere. Look, listen to me. I won't look at your face. I choose to look at God's face. I will look unto the His where comes my help. My help comes from the Lord. Because it can be limited and resisted. God can go anywhere. God can go anywhere. How does praise facilitate fulfillment of prophecy? Two things here, and then we begin to get up to do what we need to do. Number one, please know that we can praise our way out of the valley to our higher places. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Habakkuk 3:17-19. You can praise your way from the valley to the higher places. You can praise your way, although the fig tree may not blossom, they may not be having tea, the labor of the olive will fail, the field that yield no meat, the flock. He said, yet I will rejoice, verse 18. I will rejoice. I will rejoice in the Lord my God, verse 19. And my God will make my feet like anthill and cause me to ride on my high places. So I can go from lower places to higher places by the reason of my praise. Why? I'm praising him because he can. He can. He can. And he will. He will do it. How does praise facilitate fulfillment of prophecy? We praise our way into the realms of signs and wonders. Somebody say signs and wonders. Now that you can say signs and wonders. Exodus 15 and verse 11. Exodus 15 and verse 11 is a scripture we are very familiar with. It says, who is like unto thee, O God, among the God? Who is like thee? Glorious what? Fearful where? Doing what? God will do wonders in your life. I say, God will do wonders in your life. Say with me, God will do wonders in my life. As I praise him today, God will do wonders in my life. As I praise him today, God will do wonders in my life. It may be the last day of the month, but as I praise him today, God will do wonders in my life. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. There's one assignment we have today. And that assignment is that we want to praise God. So don't mind me, we are not talking too much. We want to praise God. We have talked too much. Let God go to work now. Isaiah chapter 54, quickly please. Let's read verse 1 to 3. And this will now give you the understanding why we are doing this. Look at that on the screen. Sing, O barren, that thou did not bear. Break forth. So in case something is trying to hold you down, you better just lose yourself. Cry aloud that is not thriving with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Verse 2, please. He said, enlarge the place of your tent. And let them stretch forth the curtain of the habitation. Spare not. Don't spare your praise. Whether it's 10 minutes, 5 minutes, don't spare it. Lengthen thy cord, strengthen thy stake. And look at what he said in verse 4. He said, for thou shalt break forth. Where? In the right. And where? In the left. He said, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate places. Somebody say louder, amen. Amen. Say with me, my God can. And my God will. Are you sure you are putting faith in it? Say with me, my God can. And my God will. Loudest you can say, my God can. Musician, do I need to beg you? Even though we gave you a lot, we need to beg you again. God will forgive these people. Say, my God can. And my God will. That's what we are doing. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are, I'm going to give you 2 minutes or three. Listen, do you know what you're going to do? You are going to thank God first for all he has done. Because we don't qualify for the next until we thank him for the past. Is that okay, please? Listen, in case you say something is not working, you are alive. You are alive. So if the only thing you are saying is, Lord, thank you for giving me life, I give you praise. For the next 2 minutes, everybody go before God and begin to thank God genuinely from your heart. Lord, I thank you. 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 Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you.
Mention at least some things. You can bring out your list, those of us who have our Thanksgiving list, and begin to thank God for it. You have 1 more minute, go before God. Please let it be genuine from your heart. Let it be genuine. Mention that thing. Don't mind your neighbor and say, Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Please, all eyes closed and all bow. Let's do this quickly. If you are not born again, we want to pray for you also. You have not surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus. You don't have that peace. You don't have that joy. You only have condemnation. The way you live your life is not glorifying his name. Please give us the privilege to pray for you this morning quickly, because we want to turn it loose in praise. Wherever you are, please take a bold step. I'm going to pray for you from the altar. Wherever you are, please come to the altar area so we can pray for you. Please come to the altar. You want to rededicate your life to Christ? Please come to the altar. Let's pray for you. You want to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus? Take a bold step. Come to the altar and let's pray for you. You have done all you can. He said, come unto me, O ye that labor and every burden, I will give you rest. You are not trying to be a member of a church. You are trying to be a member of the family of heaven through salvation. Church, give Jesus a big hand. Let's encourage anyone that needs to quickly come. Wherever you are, come. Please come. Jesus, I want you to be the Lord and Savior of my soul. You are a young man, you are a young woman. Take that bold step. God bless you. Please come. Please come. It's the last Sunday. Don't postpone it. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. You'll be glad you did. Church, clap your hands as they come. You'll be glad you did. Please come. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I'm about to pray quickly. Everyone in front, place your right hand on your chest. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today in total surrender. Have mercy on me. Forgive me all my sin. Create in me a new heart. Give me the power to live for you all the days of my life, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for everyone in front. Let today be their day of salvation. Give them the power to go no back to where they are coming from. They will make it to heaven on the last day, in Jesus' precious name. The Lord bless you. Open your eyes. Congratulations. Please go with our kingdom friends. Let them help you with the decision you have made. God bless you. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. If you have your handkerchief, wave it to Jesus. Now, do you know what to do? If you have any list that you came with believing God for your miracle, just make sure you put it underneath your seat
We are going to dance for a few moments. And listen, the reason we are dancing is so that God can and God will. God, go ahead of me and go and do the job. Go ahead of me and go and finish it. Are you catching that now? Celebrate God wherever you are.
Hallelujah.
As much as you can. Don't let your neighbor beat you to this praise. Don't let your neighbor beat you to this praise.
Amen. Give the Lord a shout of Hosanna.
Oh, be lifted above all other gods. We lay our crowns and worship you. Everybody, you say.
Don't let your neighbor beat you to the praise. Carry your list and celebrate the Lord. Celebrate the Lord.
We say, oh, be lifted above every other God. Yeah, we lay our crowns. Jesus, we worship. Everybody, oh, glorious God. We pray. We lay. And we worship. We say,
can I see you dance? Your dance, your dance, your dance, your dance, your dance, your dance, your dance. We say praise the Lord.
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 Praise Him. Praise His holy name. Praise the Lord.
Now take 1 minute and give God your dance this morning. Before your maker,
come on.
Give the Lord your dance. 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 Your dance, your dance, your dance, your dance, your dance, your dance, your dance. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You say,
praise the Lord.
Praise His holy name. We say, as long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to. Hallelujah.
your list wherever you are and begin to thank God. Father, thank you for the delivery of my miracles. Thank you for going ahead of me. Thank you for fighting my battles. I thought somebody would do that with a loud voice. Let every devil know that today is your day of miracle. Today is your day of answer. Lord, I give you glory. Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I give you adoration. Everything you had in your hand, and those of us who have our desire in our hearts, begin to thank God because God has turned them into breakthrough testimonies. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. And give him adoration. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. God will never allow us to seek him in vain. Therefore, as a result of your thanksgiving today and your praise, I decree that it shall be your day of miracles. It shall be your days of testimonies. As we go into this week, we shall be harvesting testimonies. Everyone believing God for the fruit of the womb, God will visit you like Sarah. Everyone in line for miracle jobs, your miracle job will land this week. Every business and career person you have come in, you are trusting God for a turnaround in your career, in your business, I decree business and career breakthrough for you. Everyone in line for miracle marriage, the God that settled people in marriage, we settle you. Every challenge marriage going through one form of tension or the other, trying to hit the line of divorce or whatever, I decree that the God of restoration will restore your marriage. Every widow or widower that desire to be settled, God will settle you maritally. Every student that is desiring success in the academic or what have you, I decree that in the name of Jesus, the Lord will give you good success. Everyone believing God for healing in your body, a disease to be left, a disease to be dropped, the God that have wrought great healing and deliverance in the Bible, I decree that in the name of Jesus, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Therefore, this week, you shall be harvesting miracles. You shall be harvesting miracles. You shall be harvesting your miracle. Your miracle. Your miracle. Your miracle. Your miracle. Your miracle. This week, you shall harvest your miracles. Somebody who believe it, say the loudest amen. And so shall it be. Lift up your hands and give God thanks. Wave that list to him. Father, thank you. I'm harvesting my miracles. I'm harvesting my miracle this week. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are hallelujah. Are you glad you came to church this morning? Celebrate your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, congratulations. You are harvesting your miracles this week. In Jesus' name. Give Jesus a big hand of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the mood all throughout today. And that is the mood throughout this month. In Jesus' precious name. We are going to receive some of these few key information before we begin to shut down in this service. Amen. Hallelujah. Before we welcome our first timers, these two, I need to, so that everyone can pick that up. It's a good news. Amen. I thought you would clap for Jesus. That's the way you get good news this week, oh. In case you are not aware. Hallelujah. Next week, Sunday, is going to be our special Pre-Shiloh anointing service. So what are we doing? We are anointing you from the altar. That is one of the Sunday in the year. We anoint people from the altar. So you don't need to bring any bottles. We are going to be anointing you from the altar with the Shiloh anointing oil. It's going to be a service to be much remembered. And please don't forget, remember, 8:30 and 11 a.m. is the service. Hallelujah. Those of you who made it to this change service this very first Sunday, you can give yourself a big round of applause. Amen. The new will never depart from your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Also, it always owes probably once in a year. This is the time is going to be only because Shiloh is coming. We are going to be having what we call our 2025 Mass Shiloh Rally this Saturday. Amen. What do we do? We are going out to the lanes and everywhere to tell them Shiloh is here. We are going to spread that good news. Amen. And it's not the usual kind of outreach. It's the most different kind. And it's probably the last corporate central outreach for the year. Please, all winners, don't miss it for anything. I therefore want to appeal to you. Every one of us should be here. Now, we are going to be at the city center to carry this out. Amen. However, we are going to be starting at 12 noon. Not as the media announcement, 12 noon. And that should take us for the next 2 hours or thereabout. And because of that, we are not going to have WSF next week Sunday. So that everybody can come for Shiloh Rally. And we have the best of time to the glory and to the praise of his name. Give Jesus a big hand of praise.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662. Or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.